This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell. How are you doing today?
Paul, what a pleasure to be with you. Great to be here. Thanks.
Glad to have you on. So, you were Third Ward Commissioner, 92 to 99. What made you want to change gears and run for mayor?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The motivation for running for city commission in the first place was my work as a pastor working among the homeless here in Grand Rapids and being fairly routinely frustrated that the city didn't seem to be paying enough attention to the needs of that marginalized group of people in our community. And mm-hmm. so along with a group of homeless advocates, we'd go down to the city commission every week that they met, and we'd stand in front and we'd pound on the podium and we'd demand justice. And finally decided, you know, the only way I can really make an impact is to get up there where they are, that is where those commissioners are, and have that sort of power. I ran for Third Ward Commission, was elected in 91, took office in 92, and found, of course, right away that it's not as easy as when you're on that other side of the podium as you think it might be when you're pounding. And so for two terms, 8 years, worked under Mayor Logie's leadership. Mm-hmm. We came on the commission at the same time.
Okay.
And felt by the end of my seventh year or so there that, I think I could be a mayor of Grand Rapids. In fact, I think I could be a good mayor in Grand Rapids. But then John Logie announced that he would be running for his an unprecedented third term. He'd be the longest serving mayor in the city if he completed that term, which of course he did. And I decided that certainly didn't want to run against John. John was is a good friend, was a political ally, and I had no reason to run against him. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna do something else for a while. Left the city commission when my term was up. Went to Aquinas College, where I developed a leadership program and taught a community leadership major and managed an institute of Aquinas College in community leadership.
Sure.
And then when John, as he was closing in on the end of his third term, announced that he wouldn't be seeking another, I jumped back into the fray. And it's such an amazing city. It's such a great city. That being mayor, while it has its occasional frustrations, is a real honor and a joy in this city. I love being mayor of Grand Rapids.
So it's 2004. You come into office. What's on your punch list of things to do?
Well, one of the first things that that I bit off was this whole notion of a sustainable community. What is a sustainable community?
Mm-hmm.
I was already hearing friends in business and manufacturing talking about sustainability in their firms and how it was important not only to pay attention to the economic bottom line. You had to be a profitable company, but in being profitable, you couldn't or shouldn't destroy or despoil or use up the natural resources that are so critical. And you shouldn't be building your own wealth base at the expense of others in the community or in your own workforce. There had to be some social equity. So begin to think about how to apply that to city government in Grand Rapids and how to make us an even stronger community economically than I had found us under John Logie's leadership. But then as well, looking at our natural assets, our river, the air we breathe, our parks and the trees on the streets, and how do we protect and preserve those for generations to come? And in the case of the river, how do we further enhance that natural asset?
Well, there's folks talking about opening that up again.
You know, it's been one of the most fascinating conversations I've been a part of in my 9 years as mayor. It started as two fellows with a vision for a whitewater kayaking course through downtown, and it has expanded so much beyond that to a river restoration project that would remove the dams, the 4th Street Dam and the 5 check dams downstream from that,
sure,
and restore the river to a beautiful natural rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're Grand Rapids after all, and people look around and say, "Well, sure, where in the world are the rapids?"
So you feel it's a good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
It will be done with private resources, perhaps some state and federal funding. We've begun a conversation with federal agencies about having the river designated as a under the Urban Waters Federal Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And so city doesn't have the money to do that, but there are some significant philanthropic funders that are behind this, that are looking at it, that are prepared.
Well, the city always has a good track record of private-public partnerships in getting things done.
Well, we do. I mean, look around at the major facilities downtown, from the DeVos Performance Hall and DeVos Place Convention Center to the Van Andel Arena, and you'll know that there are public facilities in Grand Rapids with major private investment.
Now, we talked about the sustainability, but what are some of the other things that you've been able to accomplish during your term, and what are some of the things that you're still hoping come to fruition for you?
I found when I took office that there was a fair amount of tension and even distance between the City of Grand Rapids and the Grand Rapids Public Schools. We were fighting over things. We'd fight over school closings. We'd fight over tax capture. And I decided early on that it was important for us to work together, that no city can be as strong as it wants to be if it doesn't have a good public school system. And no public school system can be good in the midst of a deteriorating and decaying city. So we forged a partnership between the city and the schools early in my tenure.
Mm-hmm.
That's been I believe a hallmark of my time as mayor. We created something called the liaison committee between the city and the schools, where three school board members and three city commissioners meet on a regular basis with city manager and superintendent of schools to work on joint initiatives, to be sure at the same time we're not stepping on each other's toes, resolving problems in a fair fashion. We created a joint office of which we call our community's children that carries out initiatives by the schools and the city. For an example of that, when I took office, there were no after-school program activities in any of our city schools. We said, we got to change that. Every child ought to have an opportunity to expand the learning day, to extend the learning day into the late afternoon and the time from 3 to 6 when oftentimes older children will get in trouble because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
They are hanging out with friends. And the younger children may be latchkey children,
sure,
where there's nobody else at home. So
there's a lot more of that these days.
There surely is.
Mm-hmm.
There surely is. So we set out to change that. Today, I'm proud to say every single school of the 42 or 43 in the Grand Rapids Public Schools has a robust after-school program that is academically rigorous, as well as providing education or recreational opportunities for the children. All of that is fairly tenuous. Funding comes and funding goes for programs like this. But right now, we've been successful in inaugurating programs in every one of the school buildings.
Sure, sure.